Today's aggressive atheists like to point out that God cannot be found through science or conventional logic, or by looking for God in the deep recesses of the universe. As believers, that doesn't bother us because we know they're right. God can't be found using those tools. God can only be known through God's own revelation of Himself. The proof of God's existence is in the realm of faith, not in the realm of science. And the argument cuts both ways. Since God cannot be measured by scientific instruments, science can neither prove nor disprove the existence of God. As believers, we have no need to waste time trying to use some kind of scientific method or conventional logic to prove the existence of God. We won't find God that way. If we argue, for example, that God exists because life demands a life giver, our argument falls apart when we have to admit that the very thing we're trying to prove, the living God, does not himself need a life giver. In the same way, to argue that everything has a cause, therefore God is the original or uncaused cause, is to simply state the very premise we're trying to prove. In other words, if God himself doesn't need a cause, then the premise that everything has a cause is false. So our logic is not logical. While the study and investigation of the cosmos may enhance our faith, the natural cannot serve as proof of the supernatural. The bottom line is that belief in God is a matter of faith. God is not proved through microscopes and telescopes. It's a faith issue. We believe because God has revealed himself to us in the person of Jesus Christ. And that's just the point. We don't find God at all. God reveals himself to us. So it should be no surprise that God can't be found or reached by looking into the physics and the logic of the universe. Knowledge of God comes only by God's own revelation of himself, not by our supposed stack of proofs. The existence of God is held in faith, not in scientific formulas or experiments. Once we do believe, of course, then we know that God made everything, including, for example, whatever evolutionary processes might be at work in the world. And if we really do believe, then we don't have to argue about it with atheists from a scientific basis. Such an argument makes no sense, because we already know that we can only know God by his spiritual revelation of himself, not by studying science. Because we know God can't be proved on scientific or logical grounds, we have no argument with atheists over that. But we do want atheists to know one thing, that God loves them. And by the grace of God, we're here for them at whatever point God begins to reveal himself to them. That won't come through science. It will come through the Holy Spirit. I'm Joseph Tkach, speaking of life.